This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
This is Megan Arquette with Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Code to Texas.
And today we are going to be talking about every designer's, one of the most toughest parts of every designer's job, and that is dealing with the husband-wife situation and the designing for the sexes and who is your client and negotiating the rough terrain that can be between and being in between their relationship often.
Being the marriage therapist sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you are. You do end up being.
Joni, we were talking earlier about the fact that your look tends to be more feminine. That sort of, to me, more of a southern feel. A lot of skirted things.
It does have a more feminine bent to it.
And do you have husbands who you're going through these plans? And do you ever have a wife who says, oh, my husband's going to hate this. Let's do it anyway.
Oh, my God. You know what? Since I've been blogging, I've gotten a lot of emails from a woman that says, my husband won't let me do this. And those words just make me cringe because, you know, the husband's life is his office. A woman's life is her home. When a woman is a little girl,
I can't wait to hear the comments on that one.
When you're little, a girl will play with her dolls in her house with her husband.
That's true.
And her little home. And the men are off playing with their army stuff. Now, this is just like nature, you know? Anyway.
We're nesters. We tend to be nesters.
Yes. You're absolutely right. I mean, we were laughing at you, but you're right. But, you know, I've certainly had plenty of clients where the husband has as much input, and you know they have a right to it. It's their home. They want to feel comfortable in their home.
Well, there are always exceptions.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the guy that always says, I don't care what you do to my house, I just have to have that chair, which is some disgusting lazy boy that he's had since college, but it every time he sits in it, his favorite basketball team wins the whatever basketball teams win, or his favorite football team, or it's the chair he's always sat in to watch his sports game, and you're supposed to design the room around that. I say, we cannot work with that. Can you put it someplace and then bring it out for the game?
I always find a big blanket to put over it.
Okay.
Well, there is something about, you know, if you are designing, using furniture that's very fine-boned, and if that's your, you know, what you're bringing in, it doesn't always make sense if you've got some big burly guy living in the space.
Right.
You know?
Right. Do you remember that show that was on HGTV several years ago with Michael Payne designing for the sexes?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, and he's the nicest man, and he had spoken at a design show in Boston that I attended, and one of the things he was talking about, you know, obviously this was his subject, was the idea, like, throw pillows and tassels, and how we all know that those things are really expensive, and that was always sort of the Rubicon that the men just would not pay for. And he made this joke that you always knew that the wife was keeping the price under wraps because it suddenly the check came from a different checking account. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but I have, where suddenly when we're getting down to the, you know, small, fine details that are very expensive, suddenly it's her own personal checking account or it's, you know, something else. You know, the money's coming from a different source because she obviously, it's just a detail that the husband, he may put up with, but he not if he
doesn't need to know about.
He doesn't need to know the cost of.
I do that myself.
Well,
I do that. Well, kind of.
You're on tape.
I don't
ladies.
Know. Do I want to admit that?
I know. I think to some extent we all do that. But, you know, I think we've all had the experience of you've gotten instructions from the wife about certain things and then you're showing it and the husband wanders through and suddenly they're looking like, are you nuts?
What do you do when your husband, you know, he's the stronger of the two and, you know, everything is his way and, you know, you're suffering in a house that you hate because, you know, you're going by your husband's taste. And I always say, take your husband out to dinner. You know, have a drink or two, get him in a good mood, and then explain to him that ever since you were a little girl, you've wanted a home and it's important to you. In fact, it's the most important thing to you is how your house looks. Now, is it important to your husband? Ask him how your house looks. How important is it? How long have you thought about your home? Well, that's all I think about. You know, and explain to him exactly how much it means to you to decorate the house the way you want it.
Happy life.
Yeah, and a lot of times men just don't get it. And I think that if you really express to your husband how important it is, that they may be more open to letting you do it. I don't know. I just think the way a house looks, it's going to be more important to one person, and that one person is usually the wife, and that she needs to have more control and not let the husband walk all over her. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that men are willing to buy a big shell of a house, but then when it comes to putting the money on the inside where they're actually living,
yes,
they're not so interested.
They're not so interested.
I find that a lot around here, that people are much more willing. They'll spend $500 on a beautiful mailbox, but they don't want to spend that much on, you know, something inside their house. I think that's really interesting. It's an interesting study in the psyche of money. And
in that respect, if you have a husband that is like that, it's probably better to just get a figure from him, a budget, and not nickel and dime everything you bought. Just get the, you know, what is the most money you're going to give me to decorate the house?
Yes, I think that's so smart.
You make the decision if you're going to pay $500 for an antique that you don't, you know, antique base, and you don't have to check with him, you know.
When I meet with a client, I have learned that I need to know, what is your budget? I need a number. And that number is, you guys discuss it between the two of your, you know, what you guys have budgeted to pay for all of this, how much it's going to cost. This is, you know, and I need that number. And that's right, because let's just say it's the wife and she's getting the money, then he can give her that check. She can open up a new account, stick it in there, and we'll work from there. He doesn't need to know anything.
No, and I agree. I mean, I think that's just good sense anyway when you're dealing.
But so many wives shuck and jive their way through this.
Yeah.
Can I give you a check next week? You know, kind of thing, like a little under the, and you know, like there's not, I find that is a big issue, especially as you get down toward the end of the job, that there's bad communication between men and women with the money and where it's going. I noticed that.
You know what? You know what that means? That the man is a jerk. And I hate those kind of jobs. I mean, like this last job that I had that I posted on it, and I said, these were the nicest people I have ever worked with. They had a great marriage. The husband was genuinely a sweet person. And it's so much nicer when, you know, yeah, okay, we went over. Okay, honey. You know, I mean, I don't know. I had a client
for several years, and she was a professional, as was her husband. And I loved working for them. Exactly the same thing. I mean, she was a big wig in town in LA, at a studio. And, you know, she was just so great to work with because she understood there was no miscommunication with many. You know, she would say, well, how much is it going to cost? Honestly, how much would, if I want to do my entire living room the way I'd really want it, what would that cost me? And I just straight out would tell her, she'd say, all right, you know what? I'm going to call you in 2 months. And she'd write in her calendar, call me in 2 months. We're ready to go. With that dollar amount. Yeah. And that's your budget. Those are great clients.
Because they're communicating. I mean, the hard part is that you don't know when the couple is communicating or when one of them is making an assumption, you know, going back to, you know, not even related to the money. Because I've had a lot of dual income couples. That's generally my client base has been professional. Single people are professional, dual professional marrieds. I don't have a whole lot of housewife clients. So the money issue is much more even. You know, she isn't going to him with her hand out. But I still have had the problem where the wife has said, I love that. And, you know, and I'll be like, well, do you want to, you know, keep the sample, show it to your husband? No, he'll be fine. And sometimes mm-hmm. they're right. And sometimes they're sending it back because the husband has seen it and said, no, I don't like it. Yeah. I can't get used to it. Sometimes when you're going through something and you say, okay, this is going to cost this much, and then the husband looks at the wife and they're like, you know, we talked about this. We'll have to talk about this later. And you know they're going to have this kind of argument. And that's so uncomfortable. It's not a very productive relationship with their designer. But I am always surprised. The husbands who, I've had big burly guys who I've said, what do you think about a whole lot of throw pillows on the bed? Because I love that. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. You know, and people, I'd be really surprised that they would feel that way. And then I've had other people who are like, absolutely not. I don't want any of that crap in my room. You know, I don't know what to do with that. And, you know, but it's, but I, you know, I do respect the fact that it's their house. And, you know, I grew up in a family where my parents were very co-equal decorators. That doesn't mean to say they always agreed on everything. And probably my father got his way more than my mother. And he, but he went out fabric shopping and he did all of that himself. And, you know, wallpaper shopping and, you know, he pretty much did everything except for make the window treatments, but he hung them all. And, you know, my mother didn't like everything, but she always said it took her 40 years to get flowers in her bedroom. But she finally wore them down.
Isn't that sad, though?
Yeah, but she always loved her bedroom, and they just, you know, they compromised. She had, they had this beautiful 12-bedroom ensemble and wallpaper for years, because my father loved 12.
I think of it from myself. My house is so, is the most important thing, you know, after my family, you know, of course. I can't imagine relinquishing an ounce of control to anyone in my house.
I can't either. Oh my God, I know. Isn't that funny? I've never even considered that.
It just wouldn't happen. I mean, there's just no way. And don't you know that the women and the men that are reading the blogs feel exactly the same way? They're obviously very into their interior, their homes and their interiors. They are not going to relinquish control of it. So,
there's,
you know,
no way.
Handle that.
See,
you know?
I would relinquish. I mean, I don't know that it, I don't think of it as relinquishing control. You know, that doesn't mean to say I am not very particular, but, you know, I do.
I'm very big on this is my domain. Who moved that? Why is that over there? Kind of thing.
See, like, I'm not that person. I'm, you know, I'd like, you know, what are your ideas? And if they come to me with a better idea than I have, I'd be like, great, go ahead and do it. Well, I do think, and haven't kind of studied, they've done studies on the fact that, you know, men perceive color differently than women. And so that's, you know, why there tends to be that, you know, men like white and women like, you know, a little more color, because there's a slight color perception difference. I don't know how true that is, but I've certainly had enough men who really, if you could just paint everything white and give them a black sofa, they'd be fine with it.
Do you think that has to do with having an affinity or not to color, or is that just, I don't need to be bothered with it? I just, you know, want my Lakers game in a comfortable place to kick back on.
I don't know. I think I really have come up against pretty much happy husbands, and I think...
Well, I think that, you know, like anything, is compromise, and as I've tried to advise people, okay, he wants his leather living room, fine, but where are you going to get your place, whether it's your bedroom? There is that compromise there of somewhere you have to have a space that's yours. And that is a conversation. You know, it is absolutely a conversation between a couple that says, you know, you want that for this reason, but I want this for this reason. And how do we make it work so that you feel comfortable, you have your space and you feel comfortable here. And, you know, because certain furniture is going to make a big guy feel, you know, awkward and uncomfortable, because he's not going to feel like he can be.
I wonder, though, by the time a designer's being brought in, and if the husband is really having issues with things, it's almost like the woman, there's obviously a miscommunication if it's not the couple coming to hire you. If it's the woman hiring you and then you have to deal with this hurdle, then that tells you right away that there's, you know, there's a imbalance in the whole job.
I think that it's, this is a part of a bigger issue in their marriage.
You can completely see that. That's the sad thing. You need to know way too much more information than you need to know about some people.
And then there's just the issue of, we sort of touched on it, is that I do think it is a guy thing. They are willing to spend. I mean, I've been in clients' homes where they're living in a $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 home. When you start talking about what it's going to cost to decorate this oversized, overstuffed family room, and the mismatched windows and the huge windows and everything, you know, like that has to be custom because none of the windows are a standard size. And when you start talking real dollars, the guys are like, what? They think they can do it for $500, yet they seem willing to have spent $900,000 on the house.
Know that when you start looking at houses, you're going to look at what really needs to be done right away, and custom window treatments are not cheap. You know, so around here, the average house is 2 million. So Linda, it's like, you know, people are walking and thinking, great, I can get this house. I'll deal with decorating it later. But you do need window treatments right
Right,
away. And that can
absolutely.
be $20,000 right out the gate.
Yeah, even for just, shutters.
Oh, yeah, for
Well,
not for
definitely
yeah.
shutters.
And I had one of my the very first client who ever wrote me a check. The check was really just to make up for the fact that they didn't hire me. Was a couple that had moved into an $800,000 house, and they had already gone out and bought some things. They'd already spent like 12,000. And then when we were talking about, they needed all the window treatments because they had nothing. I mean, they had bare empty windows, so you need privacy. And they were talking about the master bedroom suite and the big, huge family room. And when she came back to me, she said, my husband had it in his head that we were going to spend 18,000 on the decorating. We've already spent 12.
When you're buying a house, be realistic. And the window treatment, I brought that up because it's not something is that's avoidable. It's not
Right.
an extra.
That's a
It's a
necessity,
must.
right? Talk about our recommendations for couples, like what you should do when you're coming to a designer, because I think that they just don't even think about that.
I think that you need to communicate with your spouse. Make sure that he or she knows, I'm assuming he knows what you're up to, that there's been a discussion of that there's been a discussion of the funds, that there's been a budget created, and there's no sneaking about it. Just get the number, and if he does, and if he asks you wants you to come back with a number, then understand it's probably going to be a lot more than you realized.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say, yeah, I would just say that, don't just make an assumption about what the other person likes because, you may not have had the conversation, actually had the conversation. And, you don't want to be standing in front of the designer having an argument over, what do you mean you think I'd like that? Well, I thought you'd like that. You'll get a lot more bang for your buck if you have these conversations on your own and then bring in the designer as a united front.
You know, and then like as we do as designers with clients, get with your husband. If you're doing one room, let's say, go into the room and say, how do you envision this room being used?
And my advice is when you're going to meet with a designer, just leave the husband at home. Don't bring.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, and we're now on iTunes. Search for Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate all of your comments and suggestions, and we'll be back soon.